Day 345, or December the 11th. Do the right thing. Our thoughts today come from Titus chapter 2, verse 7, and Philemon, verse 17. In everything set them an example by doing what is good. In your teaching show integrity and seriousness. So if you consider me a partner, welcome him as you would welcome me. First, the big picture surrounding these two verses. Paul writes to two early believers, one in Crete and the other an escaped slave called Onesimus, who has run away from his master in Colossae and finds Christ in Rome. Titus was the leader of the church in Crete and is mentioned in several other letters in the New Testament. Crete was a place renowned for its untruthfulness and immorality. And to be a Cretan or Cretan was some burden to bear for a respectable inhabitant of that beautiful island. Even today, we use a similar word to describe a very stupid person. Paul concentrates on teaching Titus how important it is to say the right things and do the right things, no matter what is going on around you. In addition, in his letter to Philemon, who was not mentioned anywhere else in the Bible, Paul pleads on behalf of a slave called Onesimus, who is now a believer, that Philemon treats him as a brother and not as a criminal. And finally, our action step for today. Titus is surrounded by bad examples, and Paul encourages him to be a good example. What a lesson for us to learn and master. Not to let others determine what we do, but to act according to our own beliefs, rather than under pressure from others. Similarly, Philemon is challenged to do the right thing and treat his runaway slave Onesimus just the same as if he was Paul himself. Treating everyone lovingly is very difficult, but as Jesus loves everyone the same and died for everyone too, we have no choice in the matter. That's why it's a commandment to love each other. Try always to see the good in others and show them the good that's in you. And it may get easier.